WSPH922 monitoring. WSFT 902, new round. WSFT 793. I guess nine. No copy. Right. WSFT 793. You know, on my side.
WSBS 311. This is WSBN 83.
Go ahead, 87.
Here's your road. It's wet, moving fine, heading east.
Oh, I didn't get that too good. I'm in the basement.
All right, just saying that the roads are just wet. Everything's moving along. I'm on Elizabeth now.
I gotcha. Okay, thanks for the update. Be careful. Rest of the way. Slow going, I'm assuming.
No, it's not too bad out here. It's moving along just fine.
A little later today.
All right, WSBN 87.
WSBS 311.
WSBT 572, standing by.
WSBM 993 monitoring.
WSGH 922 monitoring.
WSBI 783, mobile to base, copy. WSBI 783, mobile to base, copy.
Three mobile, you're making the trip. Just to make you aware.
Seven
783 mobile.
Is this JW?
Yes, my dear, it is. I hope you're being safe out there on the roads because it's snowing like a banshee down here.
Well, I'm on my way back from the dentist, and it was snowing there, but heading west, not so much.
Very good. It's Michigan. The best is yet to come below zero by the end of the weekend. So dress warm when you're out and about, my dear.
Got that. WFCI 783 monitoring.
WSGW 213 works with.
WRWW 540, Station 1, calling Station 2. WRWW 540, Station 1, calling Station 2.
WRNC 294, WIUG 48, copy. WIUG 48, clear.
WSCI 783 to Station 213, Station 213, copy. What's going on your way today?
Yeah, I just I'll be starting to show again. They said
you're cutting out real bad. Are you on the flip repeater? You seem to do better with the flip repeater. Over. How about now? Yeah, that's better. Much better. We had an all-plumbers repeater before.
That's weird. I can hear you on my handheld upstairs, but it's not transmitting to my base unit right now. That's weird.
I'm not coming through on your base unit? Did I lose you? WSCI 783, clear.
Station 213, I'm set.
WXC.
WSCI 392 to station 783.
Calling 213.
Station 213, is that you? Are you using the foot repeater?
Bouncing out to Mount Clemens right now.
Alright, I'm hitting the foot repeater. I'm working with Dad on the phone. He's having issues hitting the foot repeater, trying to get it figured out.
Oh, very good. That explains that. And I'll wait for you guys to hash that out. Thank you.
WSCI 783 to station 392, copy. Alright, so I don't know what happened. I had to restore my factory settings on the radio and then reset the tones, but I guess I'm putting out now. WSCI 783 to station 213, copy. WSCI 783 to station 213, do you copy? WSCI 783 to station 213, you copy? WSCI 783, clear.
Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra 810, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, this is 783.
Good afternoon, Whiskey Sam, Charlie Zebra 810, how are you?
Yeah, I'm doing good, trying to stay warm. Just working with my buddy here. I think it's weather related. He can hit the Mount Clemens repeater. He's in Waterford, actually.
He said the Mount Clemens repeater, I know they're having issues with it, but he's struggling to hit the Flint repeater, which he has in the past, so it is what it is.
Hey, Roger, that heard you calling out to him. Just want to let you know you're making it into the system loud and clear.
That's good to know. I appreciate it. Where are you transmitting from?
I am just south of Saginaw.
Are you hitting the Saginaw then, or the Flint repeater?
Saginaw.
Okay, well, you're coming in clear. There's a slight echo, but other than that, you sound really clear.
Yeah, Roger, that we appreciate you. We're about at our destination, but we just want to let you know that you are being heard into the machine. So I hope you have a wonderful afternoon. Continue trying to stay warm. Be safe. We'll do it again. Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra, 810, clearing your final.
Yep, thanks for reaching out. I appreciate it. Still got WSI 783, I'm clear.
RAS-504, monitoring channel.
WSBM 993 monitoring.
WSGH922 monitoring.
772, calling WRS 713. Dave, do you copy? Over. Sahara Golf Golf 772, over and out.
WSFW 542, monitoring. Hey, is anybody out there today?
Station 421. Station out there, 421. WIUG, please, copy.
WSEG 417. You got a copy on this?
I got a copy on this.
I have no idea what's been going on. It's like I've been locked out of the frequency until just a minute ago.
Are you listening out here?
Billy RYB 421. What's up, Sean? Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for letting me know the repeater was down. Okay, so this took care of it. It's back to working. All right, sorry to interrupt. Carry on. WRUU 850.
Okay, Copy.
WRUG488, this is WRYB421, what's up, man? We're finally back up.
I know, it's been a couple of days at 625, I bet. So how you doing today? Cold weather. And next week I heard it's going to be colder.
Jeff, you out there? WRYB421.
Go ahead.
We are back up and running, buddy. You're keeping warm. Gonna be cold here in a few days.
I didn't go nowhere. I went grocery shopping yesterday for 3-4 days. So I'm okay. How about you?
Oh, the repeater's working, yay!
Yes, sir, thanks, Sean. Yeah, Jack, it's all good here. I have to go to the grocery store, I'll probably do that tomorrow night. But, yeah, I'll be at breakfast on Saturday, so if you make that, I'll keep you there.
Yeah, I'll be out there too. 100% I'll be out there. Roger.
Fantastic. We'll definitely see you there then. It's going to get really cold up there.
Oh, you got cut off.
I got some funky stuff going on here with the radio, but anyways, yeah, I will see you.
You got cut off again, anyhow. I'll talk to you a little bit, anyhow. I gotta go get the mail and come back inside. Too cold to be outside, anyhow. Talk to you later at WRUG488.
Hey, how you doing, Jack? Hey, Dino, did you hear me over on that other one? You switched mid-sentence. You switched frequencies.
I heard Sean out there.
Yeah, Jack, hey, how you doing? I'm trying to help Dino. He's got an issue with his radio right now. I'm trying to help him identify the problem, because I happened to be tuned in to both frequencies he was on, and he was talking to you here. When he dropped here, he immediately picked up where I was listening, and so there's something weird going on there. I've never seen that before. I just wanted to let him know so maybe he could troubleshoot it.
I feel like saying, I don't know, maybe that 675 repeater, John.
But anyway, I think he may have sorted it.
All right, Dino, yeah, so you heard what was happening, right? You guys doubled a little bit. Dino, did you hear what was happening?
Yeah, it looks like I was flipping over to Who Cares. Not sure what happened there, sir, but I think I got it now.
Okay, yeah, it happened twice. It happened once, and then I heard you. I only heard a syllable over on the other one. But that last time you were talking to Jack, and then boom, it switched over, and I heard the whole rest of your, I heard everything completely, but half of it here and half of it there. So that was kind of weird. All right, anyhow, I will let you guys get back to it. Jack, I just want to say hello. Look forward to seeing you on Saturday, and maybe I'll talk to you a little bit later. But I just walked in the door. I've been out on the road all day. I was out in Lansing, and I just walked in and my wife wants me to order some chow, so I'm going to get to that and get back. Jack, go ahead. WRUU 850 after yours.
All right, Sean, thank you. Thank you for the 625 for Peter. And I don't know, that 675, you know, still got a problem a little bit because that's probably, I was on 675. Anyhow, we'll talk to you a little bit later, Sean. Good to hear from you. WIUG, buddy.
Yeah, let me just give you, you know, give everybody that's listening within an earshot a heads up on that. Hold on. So the 675 has antenna issues, I believe. And so, you know, if you walk outside and you go, damn, it's cold, you can rest assured I ain't working on it. Or I ain't calling anybody up to work on it either. So so while the weather is this brutal, it's gonna be what it is until I can get up there. And Jack, I apologize. You did let me know about the Detroit being out, and I was busy when it came in, and I kind of pushed it off to the side, and I never went back to it and never looked at it. So I completely forgot. So you can pester me. If I don't respond to you within a pretty short order, you can pester me and say, hey, did you see my message? So, but you did tell me about this, and I apologize for how long the darn thing's been down. Because it really isn't that big a deal for me to fix it. All right, anyhow, I'm going to let you guys carry on. Dino, go ahead and pick it up, and I will be back in a bit. WRUU 850.
Thanks, Sean. I appreciate it. Have a good dinner. And good evening. Same to you, Jack. Sorry about that. I got flipped over there. Not sure what happened, but I think it's sorted out now. So I will definitely see you on that.
WREG 488, this is WRX 478.
It's at 478. How you doing?
Darn, Jack, it's been good to hear you. I've been trying you for a little bit these days, but probably later on my way home from work, keep missing you. And then I thought the repeater was down. Matter of fact, I just finished sending the email to the MI-8 group just before I got in the car and heard your voice. I'm doing good. How are you?
Pretty good. Is it cold enough for you, Howard?
No, I was hoping it'd get a little bit colder before the night was over. Yes, it's cold.
Tell me about it. I've been staying inside. I didn't have to go outside except one grocery shopping and came back. That was yesterday. Roger.
I hope you had a good holiday and New Year's. I don't think I've talked to you since before that. I pretty much worked straight through. I got a ton of overtime in. Been going in early and staying late. So after all these 8-hour days, a nice 10, 11-hour day, it certainly looked good on the paycheck, but I don't think you have to worry about that anymore. I think you're retired, aren't you?
Yeah, I retired 4 years ago. I retired. So anyhow, stand by for sure. I want to switch to that 50 watt I was telling you about. Roger? Station 478,
WIUG 48, copy. This is WRA, HW 478, copy loud and clear.
Now this is the one I'm talking about, that the 51 radio. How's the audio, by the way?
You are nice and bright and clear. Sounds like you're right next to me.
Roger, and I'm also on a medium watt. Roger.
What antenna are you using?
That Harvest PC 200 the Harvest PC-200, roger.
Very good. I'm sitting in my mobile. I think I'm on 25 watts, going through a comment 2x4. I might come into you.
I said clear. Yeah, 2x4, I like them. That's what I got in the car. Roger.
Yeah, I think it's running a little high on these frequencies. I think 1.6, but I know down on 2 meter, I'm at 1.2, and on 70 centimeter, I'm at 1.3 on a meter, which is pretty good for a wideband antenna like that.
Yeah, probably. I have not tried to see what's the SWR meter on it. But in here, I looked at the SWR, it was 1.1 on this one, and also on my DB20G.
That's a great match. That's better than my Comet 712.
Hell yeah. Well, Howard, I gotta go out there and get that mail. Good talking to you and good to hear from you. Keep in touch. WIUG 88.
Jack, it's always a pleasure talking with you. Now that 625 is back up and running, hopefully I'll talk with you more. You have a good night. 73. WRHW 478 is clear.
Station 421. Station 421. WIUG 88.
Hey Jack, I'm back. 421 here. You said you're gonna make it Saturday, right?
Correct. Hey, I'm on sounding your way anyhow. I'm on that 9600.
You sound fantastic, man. It's a really good modulation, good strong sound.
Anyhow, we'll see you Saturday for sure, 100%. No problem at all. You take care. Okay, I gotta go out there and get that mail, and see what's happening in the mail. I haven't got going out there for a couple of days, so I'll talk to you a little bit later. Good to hear from you. WIUG 88.
Sounds good, Jack. Stay warm. Don't get too cold while getting mail. I will see you on Saturday morning. And enjoy that 9600. It's a nice machine, man.
I want to ask you, how come you get cut off?
Oh, I had an issue with the radio that I had fixed. Been a while that I've used it.
Right, well, again, it just happened now, too. Good. Anyhow, all right, no problem. Take care. Have a good evening. WIUG 48. Copy. Try one more time. Station 218 copy. Hey, WIRG 48, clear.
WRZX 218. You got a copy, Jack?
I go ahead. I was just going to call you. Well, now the 625 is up, so you shouldn't have no problem at all. Roger?
Yeah, copy that. I see. Been down 2 days. That's okay. Man was busy. I was off frequency. I was down on some simplex channels because the repeater was down, and I spun my dial all the way around past channel one, and I was down. I had 625 on there. It didn't have no PL tone, no plus sign, no nothing. I was just spitting into the atmosphere. But I just discovered it. I thought my radio was messed up. But it's all good now. Go ahead.
I was going to text you just now, but I said forget it. Let me call him, see if he's out there. All right, Randall, you take care. Have a good evening. We'll talk again. WIUG 48.
Roger that. Yeah, it seems to be working just fine. I'll catch you later. WRZX 218, standing by.
WSCY 717, this is WSEA 452.
barely making it, but I'm using the Amiibo repeater. And basically, my compute dummy again, too. Oh, yeah, I got a lot of things I got to get going. Thank you.
All right, how about now? I'm on the external antenna.
All right, now I have a copy on you.
All right, thank you, Paul. Someone posted on Facebook, what's going on with the Detroit repeater? And apparently nothing. So, all right, thank you.
I turned the guys about half an hour ago. The same repeater at the shop anymore. That one must have died on me or lost its connection or something. And I know the Diagonal one, the TA, and it failed again. So I got to get there and fix that one. After I replace the Burt repeater.
Hey, Paul. Hey, Dave. I fixed Detroit, Dave, about a half an hour ago. I just had to rebump. I had to bump it. And this problem is pretty calm, antenna. Got to wait till the weather breaks. Sheboygan's off the air. It's like, good grief.
Okay, good times. Was it just a reboot of the Pi?
No, I had to do the hard boot of the repeater.
Oh, that thing. Okay. Well, I'm looking at my Quantar on the desk right now that I could replace it with, so maybe I need to do that. So you're probably getting tired of doing that, right?
We could do that. You're a celebrity now, so it's really hard to find a time slot, you know? Can you pencil me in?
I don't know about that celebrity status, but, yeah, we're going to have to do something here soon. All right, I'm going to head home. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
All right, man. What's up, Paul?
Not a problem. You have a good evening. I'm going to rest. I was in a climbing harness for $6 today, climbing around the scaffolding. I'm warped.
Paul, we doubled a little bit there. I was going to ask how you doing, but you just answered that. So, good hearing you. I haven't heard you in a while. We got all sorts of stuff to do. Plenty of stuff on the MI-8. If there weren't all these other projects, like MI-6s and 1s and 2s and 5s and 7s. All right. See you later, man. I don't know calls on this band, so I have no clue. I know I'm WRU-850. Later.
All right, later, we'll talk, and have a good evening. WRHW-499.
WSFT308, it is a good evening to be alive, and I'm glad to be alive and well. I'm just chiming in, and I'm going to listen for a while. Standing by. Yes, yes, Billy Trex. Is there anybody out there? WSBS 386.
You're coming in just fine. Your audio is good and loud. It may be a little bit distorted, like you're too close to the mic, maybe, perhaps. But other than that, you're perfectly fine.
Sir, I haven't been able to pick up the 65 repeater for like 3 days.
Yeah, I'm not sure what was going on. I think there was something with one of them down there that was having some problem. There might still be an ongoing one. And this is WRTX 930, by the way. My name's Ken. I'm up in Bridge Run off the Saginaw repeater.
Thanks a lot for the comeback, Ken. I've been turning on my radio every day for the last 3 days, and there was nothing coming in or anything on that 65 in Detroit I usually hit off of. Hello?
Well, as I heard it, I think Detroit was offline for a bit of time today for some reason, and Macomb has an antenna problem, I think, that I've heard over the last few days, that sometimes it's okay and sometimes it's not. So, yeah, that's what I've heard anyway. I'm not sure what's true or what's not true.
Copy that. Thanks again for the comeback. WSBS 386 clear. Sorry guys, I think I've got a problem. WSBS 400.
This is, WRTX 930. Whatever station came in there after SBS, you're breaking up pretty bad. I'm not catching much of it. WRTX 930, standing by. I think there was one station in there, but I caught maybe one word, and it maybe sounded a similar transmission of the, I can't make out anything. All right.
WSCF 550 in Millington, standing by.
I'm sorry, was there another station out there calling? The audio seemed
pretty low on that one. It was clear, but the audio was really low, and I kind of stepped away for half a second, so maybe it was me. Call again. This is WRTX 930. This is WSTF 550 from Millington, standing by. All right, 550 from Millington. Well, that's a contact I've not made before. My name's Ken here. I'm in first run off the Saginaw repeater. How you doing tonight? Call sign as well. You might have spoke the other night. WRTX 930. I didn't quite catch that last transmission. The audio seems a little low on your end and kind of a lot of background noise included with it. Yeah, I'll move over by the window. Are you also Ken from Birch Run that's got the ham call AYL?
Yeah, that's affirmative.
All right, we talked the other night for a few minutes, Ben.
All right, yeah, well, I'm still working. I'm doing a million things on my trailer and my cars, and I don't remember some stuff, so refresh my memory. WRTX 930.
Yeah, my ham call is KF8CVG, and we just talked about the repeaters being down, and that was about it. We didn't speak too long.
All right, yeah, I think I remember that conversation. Maybe it was the Millington thing. I don't think you threw off the Millington thing in our previous conversation, but. Yeah, good to hear from you on this side. How's life in Millington?
Cold like everywhere else. Not looking forward to going back outside anytime soon.
Well, it's actually pretty warm here today. It got up to like 28, 29. I think over the weekend it's supposed to get really cold. I think high in the singles and low in the negatives. So enjoy the warmth here while you can.
Yeah, I hear you. I'm getting on the sketchy line on the propane tank. I heat with propane and supplement with electricity, and the propane tank's starting to get a little low, and they only deliver on Wednesdays for me, so I'm going to have to get up there early next week and set up my delivery. I don't want to run out during the frigid cold.
Well, they'll always deliver on an emergency 24-hour basis, but you're gonna pay a couple $100 extra for that.
Yeah, we try to avoid that if we can, but so far we've been fortunate, haven't had to do that.
Yeah, I hear you. That happened once to me at my old house. My wife kept saying, "Hey, it's getting low. It's just 20%, 18% or something." I'm like, "It's fine. It's 18%. You know, it's based off the last few days of weeks of usage, be good for another month. The problem is those gauges are not really accurate, so some of them really, you know, when it gets to like 15, 12%, they can fall to zero in an instant. Which happened to me, and then we had to pay the fee because it was our house and there was no other source of heat, but live and learn.
Yeah, I don't let her get below that 20% mark because I don't want to find out I have that same issue you had because I've heard of that before. So I hit that 20 mark. That's my lowest. I'll let her go.
Yeah, we mainly heat with wood here, but there's the propane main furnace that, you know, if we're not here, something that's what's running or don't feel like heating for with wood for whatever reason. But yeah, that's pretty much what I do today is when it gets to right around 20%, I call. And sometimes the company will, well, there's 20%. That should be good for another 3 months. I'm like, eh, that's all right. Bring it on out. Fill it up.
Yeah, I used to heat with wood. I heated with wood for the past 10 years, and I'm just getting tired of cutting wood, so I really don't do that so much anymore.
I hear you on that one. It's a process, and yeah, you got to keep it rolling every day. Every day I wake up, it's like I lay in bed in the morning and I'm listening to the wood stove, and it's kind of cold because, you know, you didn't reload it overnight. And so the house is a little colder from 8 hours instead of a 6 hour load, and it's like, man, as soon as I get up, I'm gonna have to screw the wood stove, I have to bring in more wood from the porch. And when the porch gets low, you gotta bring in, you know, go get the tractor, bring some more wood up from the big pile out back up to the porch. Yeah, it's the whole process. You can get sick of it. I can totally see it.
Yeah, it sounds like my process is very similar to yours, but fortunately, my kids are old enough now they could help out if they wanted to, but I finally gave up because I just didn't want to cut the wood anymore, even though I had the helpers to bring it in.
Yeah, I got to a point where it was going pretty good when my daughter was home, and I had her into the routine of helping me, but she's off to college and not here, and now I'm back to on my own, and my wife helps, but not as much as she could, but that's all right. But yeah, you gotta keep the pipeline full, and you gotta keep the, you know, the porch has to be full, the thing inside has to be full. Where you're feeding the porch from, the stack outside has to be full, and then you got to keep wood cutting. You got to keep cutting wood to get that in and get it split, stacked, and cut. Yeah, it's a process. It's gets you young, though. I'll say that.
Yeah, it does keep you young if it doesn't give you a heart attack in the process. Well, I've been out in there in 20-degree weather in a T-shirt cutting firewood. I've gotten so hot. You burn wood, well, they say you cut the wood, it warms you. You burn the wood, it warms you. So, anyways, yeah. Well, it's been good talking to you. I'm going to hop off here. This is WSPF 550, clear on your final.
All right there, 550, yeah. Enjoy the rest of your night, and try to stay warm. WRTX 930.
Station 930.
WIUG 38, copy.
What's up, Mr. Jack? How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing good. How about you?
Oh, I'm doing just splendid. No problems here. What about you?
Oh, except grocery shopping. I heard next week it's going to be very, very cold. It dropped below 22.0.
Yeah, well, it's winter in Michigan, so, yeah, it is supposed to get a little bit colder later in the week here and early next week. We'll be all right. We're Michiganders, right? We'll be fine.
Have you got enough logs out there, Roger?
Oh, Mike, the pipeline's pretty full. I got next year's wood already cut, and working on the year after that. So, yeah, I keep my pipeline pretty full. So in case I have a incident where I can't cut wood or deal with wood for a while, I got enough on deck that I don't need to screw around with it for a while.
That's good. How's the trailer coming along?
Oh, coming along just fine. I don't think I'm going to work on it for the next week or two here, because it's too cold. Yeah, I can put screws in the back when it's a little bit warmer. Everything's kind of done on it. I just need to screw the deck actually down. All the boards are in, are oiled. All the bearings rebuilt. I got the wiring stuff done. I just need to finish screwing down the boards, but I don't need to do that when it's cold out. I can finish that part when it gets a little bit. It warms up to 30 or 40. I might be out there doing it.
Yeah, that's for sure. It's not gonna stay like this. Give it a couple of weeks. It'll be warm. You know, and that's the way it goes, I guess. Anyhow, I'm glad you finished from that trailer, almost done. What else you got to do? Any work on the car yet?
Well, I have a few cars, but yeah, I gotta put one of my older cars back on the lift and fix up its brakes. It's got an issue still that I need to address. It was on the lift before Christmas, but I took it off because my daughter was coming home and I needed to put her car on the lift to do oil changes and some regular maintenance. And so now that that's all done, I can put this one back on and see if I can finish it up before I need to, before the summer comes here and I need to be working on other stuff.
I see what you're saying. Plus, you're going to need to work on Upper Peninsula, too. Roger?
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. So I need to get the stuff done before April or May or so. Because when the snow melts, I need to be back up there getting my barn done.
Wait, one time you said you had a cam out that way. Anything on the cam coming from there?
What do you mean by cam? Like a camera?
You know, those hunting trail camera?
Oh, on my, yeah, my property here, I got a few turtle cameras. Oh, yeah, yeah, as soon as honey season ended on January 1st, the deer all came out. They're all back. They're no dummies. They know what to do.
Then you gotta have water for them.
Now what's really funny is I put the Christmas tree we had out. I always put that out in front of one of the cameras, and them deer hate them trees for some reason. They hate from being inside. Yeah, they're natural trees. They came from, you know, property just a few miles away. It's not like it should be, but since it was in the house for, you know, a month or whatever, you watch them on the camera, the deer come up to it, and they're real cautious, and they start smelling it real weird, and then they step back, and they're like, yes, they don't like it. It's pretty funny to watch.
I see what you're saying. I wish I had one like that. I like to see that anyhow. So what else happening besides cold weather?
Well, it's nice and warm today. What are you talking about?
Really, it was nice and warm. It was 31 degrees here in Rochester Hills. So, you know, what are you going to do? I mean, when it gets cold, it gets cold. When it gets warm, it gets warm. You got to get used to that. And I don't know how you get used to it when you get to the age.
Well, there's still plenty of elderly people living in the UP, so you can get used to it. It's all in the head. It's all in your mind. It's all a state of mind.
You're right. It's all on your mind. But the thing is, the thing you gotta watch out when you move around a little bit, you know. You don't know what that bad spot is, you know, a slippery spot. That's what I'm talking about.
WRTX 930. Yeah, well, I think even younger people have to watch out for that these days.
And some of them do, a lot of them don't. They just keep going. And I seen that last year.
Well, I actually went down to the auto show last night with a buddy of mine. That was an interesting experience.
If I would have known you would have been going down there, I would have went down there too. But I didn't know that. Roger?
Well, that show is a shadow of what it used to actually be. I mean, I remember going down there in high school in the late 80s, and, yeah, you couldn't wait. Everybody was there. It was two full floors. It was crowded. You know, I didn't really like the crowds back then, but, yeah, last night there's people, but it's not crowded. It's one floor, and it's barely one floor because half the floor is taken up by these two auto courses and two off-road courses for the Bronco and the Jeep. So, I mean, those spaces are huge that are taking up giant things because they have to drive the cars around the course there. So it's really kind of like 25% of what it used to be, and a bunch of OEMs are missing. Like, there's no Mercedes, there's no Nissan, there's no Hyundai, there's a whole bunch of OEMs. BMW's missing, there's a whole bunch of OEMs missing. Honda, Acura, they're not here. What is going on? How much can it cost these OEMs? One of my major customers is Honda. I'm like, how much can it much can it cost you to go to the auto show for, you know, what is that, maybe $100,000, maybe $50,000? You know, I don't know, but how much can it cost to really represent yourself in a minimal fashion? But just not being there, just, I don't know, man. He's, yeah, I don't know. I don't know what happened to that show.
You know what, there's two things. They may be because it was not in January, it was in the summer, and people didn't know that. And the second thing is that the companies, you know, the, like these like GM and all those, Mercedes and all that, you know what I mean? Because everything is so expensive, you know, and they would not go for that yet. Roger, WIUG
48. Well, as far as my recollection goes, and my experience and recollection could be wrong, but, you know, it was the Detroit Auto Show for a long time, and it was great. It was crowded. It was two floors. You always look forward to going to it, and then it became the North American International Auto Show for, I don't know, 10, 15 years or something like that. And it kind of declined during then, but that's also during, you know, the Internet's coming, you know, early 2000s, the Internet's coming up. So as you know, if you want to know about cars, you can just look them up online, right? You don't need to go anywhere. Before, if you wanted to know about a certain car, you had to go to a dealer, or the auto show was great because you could see everybody in one go, and that was awesome. And as a car guy, I always just used to like going to the auto show. But then the North American International Auto Show was like, oh, we need to coordinate this with other auto shows around the world. They tried to make it in August, and they did that for a while, but nobody in Detroit went because it's August and everybody's up north, or, you know, it's summertime. You know, who wants to go to an indoor auto show when it's summertime in Michigan? So they moved it back to the Detroit Auto Show, and now it's back in January, and, yeah, I don't know. The auto shows might be a thing of the past.
You're right. The Internet, maybe half of it has been cut because you can look, like you said, you can look online, see what kind of car. But what I like to do, I want to see it in person. You know, even you know, really, that's how I am. Even when I buy clothes, I got to go there to see it in person and see what it look like and everything else. You know, even that is going to be gone too very soon.
Yeah, that's kind of exactly what I did. I walked into that show and I was like, "What? I want to see these two cars because those are the two I might think about getting. We need to replace my wife's car maybe in the next year or two." And I'm like, "These are the two cars that I want to go see targeted." But I love looking at all the other cars. That's always fun.
You know what, they were showing on Channel 7, and it was only what, you know, all these cars, they didn't show all the cars either. They just showed the Ford and the Bronco, and that was it. They didn't show the rest of it. Even these guys cut back on all that.
Well, thankfully, Ford, Chrysler, GM, they're all there, you know, in full force. So that's all still there. You know, God has, Jeep has their big kind of off-road course where they get a big metal breakover thing where you can drive the you can't drive the Jeep, but a professional driver, a quote professional driver, will drive the Jeep over this giant ramp for you, and so you can experience the angles and the and that kind of stuff that most people aren't used to feeling in an off-road vehicle. But and that's always fun. That's cool. That's perfect auto show stuff. But, you know, just the lack of representation from some of the... Like, how can an OEM not go to an auto show? It's like... I don't know. How much can it cost? How much can it really cost? That's kind of my thing.
Well, you know, some people don't have that either, believe me. You know, I feel it... We feel it because when you go grocery shopping, you know, you get a few items, and here's right there, the $100. A few items, I mean, before, no, you used to load up 5 bags for $100. But not now, no. Now it's a different. So it's a different world, I think, we're coming into.
No, I'm not talking from the consumer perspective, from our perspective. I'm talking the OEM, like Honda and Hyundai choose not to go to these auto shows and not represent themselves. How much can that cost them? Like, just a minimalistic display with a few cars and a few reps standing around. I mean, what can that really cost them? 50, 60, 70 grand? I mean, that's nothing. They'll gain much more of that in sales. Just having their cars on display and opening people to get into them and stuff. I mean, come on. I don't know. I don't know what their math is.
I know what you're saying. See, a couple of days ago, it was on TV. It was about five different auto dealers. Not dealers, you know, manufacturers. They were all merging. So I don't know what to tell you. When you merge, I mean, somebody else is not doing good. So that's why they have to merge. It was 5 different.
Well, I don't know that I'm quite sure what you're talking about there. I mean, I read auto news pretty much daily, and I'm in the auto business. I'm not sure who's merging 5 companies. I'd have to think. There was one that was merged with another. That was one. I don't know. I'd have to... Who are the companies merging? What's the detail?
No, like Hyundai and those other ones, to me, they're all Alpha brand. Even Kia is Alpha brand to me. So which is, I used to work on Kia. Roger?
Well, in South Korea, it's Hyundai Kia Group. So Hyundai and Kia are more or less the same company.
I see what you're saying, yeah. Well, I don't know, the Japanese, you don't even know how are they going to merge, or you don't know if they merged or not. They probably merged, but they don't say it too much, you know what I mean? And that's what's happening out there. And this is WIUG 48.
I think you might be talking about the Honda merger.
Probably. I heard it a couple of days ago. I heard it was on TV. 5 different manufacturers. They all merging together.
I don't know about 5, but it was big news like maybe it was just after New Year's, I think, where it came out that Honda and Nissan were in talks about a merger, and the way they talked about it was like they had already been talking about it for months, years, probably, because it was already kind of a done deal. But Honda and Nissan are probably going to get together there.
Yeah, they could. They could. You never know, you know. I mean, just like, I don't know, they were going to merge Kroger and the other outfit. I forgot the name of it. And they couldn't do it. The judge refused to throw it out from the court.
Well, Kroger's already big enough. Isn't Kroger a Michigan company? I'm pretty sure they are.
It's Michigan, but not only Michigan. They're in California, they're in Ohio, they're all over the United States.
Oh, yeah, no, that's not what I meant. I know they're in many, many states. My daughter works for the pharmacy department in a Kroger in Ohio, but I'm pretty sure Kroger is a Michigan started and Michigan based company, so I'm not sure. I'd have to look that up.
What? I believe it started in California, and how that got down to Michigan. Roger.
Well, some of my recollections are not always right, so if Kroger started in California, I believe it, but I was, you know, when I was a kid, it was like Kroger was like, I don't know, I just had this thing in my head when I was a kid that Kroger was a Michigan-based company.
WRVV 525.
Go ahead, that's station 525.
Hey, I just heard you got said. I want to say that Kroger is actually based in Cincinnati. I'm pretty sure I was there a few years ago and saw the headquarters down there. But again, I don't know for certain, but that's my best guess. Cincinnati, Ohio.
Okay, thank you. Ken, I gotta go get something to drink. So, and I know you gotta go outside. keep that line going. So I will talk to you. Good talking to you. We'll talk again. WIUG 48.
All right, Jack. Enjoy your meal. WRTX 930. The other station was right, Kroger, 1880, founded 1883, Cincinnati, Ohio. And BRTX, thank you.
Yeah, I was with you. I was thinking it was a Michigan company before I went down to Cincinnati and saw the headquarters there. So, yeah, close enough.
I don't know what made me think that. I guess they were just so prolific in Michigan that it just seemed to have to be a Michigan company. But that was my teenage and youthful years. And who knows?
Yeah, I'm just on the way home from Aldi right now, and I think that's German, another German one. WRVV 525.
All right, 525. Well, yeah, enjoy the rest of your evening. I'm going to bug out here for now. This is WRTX 930.
Yeah, you too. Have a good night, and just pulling up home, so good timing, and I'll catch you guys around next time. WRVV525.
WSGY 717, mobile and monitoring.
WSBM 993 requesting radio check.
WSBM 993 clear monitoring.
WSCY 717, WSCA 452.
WSEM 592, monitoring.
WNDN 592 monitoring.
WRCF 910 is monitoring.
WRCX 930.
Thank you.